You're listening to a message brought to you by Christian Life Church. If you would like to find out more about us, go to www.clch.cc.
Good morning. You know, my heart is like, I was there. I said, JP, look my hands. Because I'm nervous in a good way, because it's a responsibility to share what God wants to talk with His church. And I've been praying, understanding, God, what you want to talk this morning with your people. So today, I believe that God has a present for you, that what He'll bring here this morning, something that will change your life, will change your week, your month, it will change everything. Maybe something that you forgot to unwrap, maybe something that you forgot to enjoy, but it's a present for you. And do you know that the Word of God, the Bible, it's a perfect seed. It's a good seed. And today I want to pray for the soil to be good. We need to prepare the soil. We need to prepare our hearts. Sometimes our hearts is a bit hard. It's a bit dry. Sometimes it's full of tension, anxiety, fears, I don't know. But today I want to pray for your heart to find space for what God wants to bring to you. And the perfect seed, it's not wrong with the seed, because the Word of God is the perfect seed, but we need to prepare the soil. Dear Lord, I want to pray to ask you for us to help you, together with the Holy Spirit, to prepare our hearts, each person that is here right now, that we can prepare to be a good soil, to receive what you want us to have this morning, the presence you want for us. So all the fear, all the anxiety, all the worries that we have that make our soil, our heart sometimes so hard, that this morning we can find the space to prepare to receive your seed. In Jesus' name. So as I said, I believe that this morning God has a present for you. And you know, I know today I'm with JP's tablet because I'm like an old girl, like old fashioned. I like my notes, my papers, and I'm feeling a bit weird here. But I told JP, I'm going to try and to use your tablet. And he was happy, yeah. To start, so pay attention in what God wants to talk to you. So sometimes you're going to have some noise, someone that's coughing, because sometimes I think, oh, someone's coughing in, like, and we look, oh, who is coughing? And someone is talking here, saying the Word of God that God has for you. I'm going to start to read a scripture in the Bible that is familiar for all of us. I'm sure you know. But I feel that I need to remind you this morning. It's in Galatians 5 that talk about the fruits, the Spirit, that are available for all of us. The fruits of the Spirit, it's available for us. So Galatians 5 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. So that means that we, as believers, we have the availability by the Holy Spirit to grow these fruits. They are available for us. And you know, lots of us here, we know people that they are searching for these things we read right now in so many wrong places. But we have the ability to grow inside of us. It's something that can be constant in our life. It's not something that will go and come, go and go. No, it's something that if we live by the Holy Spirit, we have the ability to grow these fruits. And there's one fruit that I think, here is the fruit that I'm going to talk, thank you. There's one fruit that I think that is joy. I think sometimes we forget to talk about it. I think I've talked with some friends, and sometimes they say, oh, pray because I need to have more patience, or I need to have my more self-control. Oh, I've heard some preachers about goodness, about kindness, but sometimes we don't talk about the fruit of joy. And why? Because it's something that it's missing in our life. It's a fruit, a super fruit, that it's missing in our life. And sometimes I was thinking, oh, in a basket, when we have the fruits, we have apples, we have orange, we have bananas. And I think the joy, it's like the exotic fruit, like a, you know, dragon fruit, that you might going to get it or not. It's an extra fruit. Oh, I don't need this now. Oh, I'm going to have the bananas, I'm going to have the orange, but the dragon fruit, another time. That's the joy. But, you know, it's missing a lot in our life. It's a fruit that can transform. Believe on me, that's a present that God has for you. The joy can transform our lives. Here, joy is not something that we feel, but many of us, it's waiting for a long time to feel joy. But it's not something that we feel because it's not depend of the circumstance. Because if depend of the circumstance, it's not joy. And there is a time in the Bible, in the book of Nehemiah, that Nehemiah, he was aware that the God's people, they were suffering. They were overwhelmed. They were full of anxiety. They were... He needs a word for the God's people. So Nehemiah 8 verse 10 said, go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is what? Our strength. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. That's so powerful. So powerful. And some of us, including me, sometimes are pushing a bit harder. Week by week, we are working, we are doing our efforts, but we can't see things happen. We are feeling tired. We are feeling that things it's not working. And do you know why? It's missing something that can give us strength. It's missing the fruit of joy. The Holy Spirit can give us, and together with our effort, we can have strength, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And the enemy, he doesn't want you to associate joy with strength. He doesn't. He wants you to be weak. He wants you to feel that you are doing your effort and it's not working, that every week you are pushing harder and harder and feeling tired and things it's not happen. Because he doesn't want to associate you to associate joy with strength. And today, I want to pray for you to have your strength back. Because things can change, and this fruit is so important that can change our lives. There's something when you unlock the fruit of joy in your life that you find the strength. It's something When you unlock joy, you have the ability to live your life different. There's so powerful in this fruit of joy. And some of you know that last July was not an easy time for me. Was not. I had a miscarriage. And you know, I had no idea how difficult it was going to go through a miscarriage until I was suffering one. And I felt so sorry for my friends that sometimes they had, and I was not supporting them the way that they really needed. I feel really grateful for my friends that was supporting me, for praying for me. I want to honor Kath that even months later, she's always remembered the word of God for me. Hannah that was praying for me. Jenny, but you know, was really difficult for me. Was really difficult, not just in the process that my body was going through. Not all the blood that I had or all the pain that I had, but was difficult for me in my heart, inside me, was so painful, was so painful. And weeks after, a month after that I had the process of the miscarriage, because it's not just one day, it's a process, I was crying the morning, then the other day I was crying the evening, then I was crying the morning, then I was crying the evening. Then I said, that's not right. That's not the place that God wants me to stay. It's totally okay, totally fine, and it's normal. I can feel upset. I can feel sad. I can cry. It's normal. But I was in a place that I understood that I needed my strength back. I was weak. Then the prayer that I had, that I was talking to God, that God, that's not the place you have for me. Please give my joy back. Give my joy back, because I need my strength back. I'm weak. And with your joy, I know that I have strength, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And then we go through the situations. It's not that we're going to change the situation, but it's going to change your heart, the way that you're going to walk through the situations, because we all gonna have tough moments. We all gonna have someday your call, your mobile will answer with a bad news. Someone that we love too much maybe passed away. Someone will come with something will happen. But we need to prepare our hearts to walk in everything that God has for us. And I had my joy back. I had my joy back, because the joy of the Lord was my strength. Then now I can talk to you about it. I can talk. I had my strength back. And now maybe you need to ask, Lord, give your joy back. I need your strength. I'm feeling weak. And sometimes you don't know why you're feeling weak. It's because it's missing a super fruit. That's the joy. There's a story in the Bible that maybe you never associate with joy. But when I was praying and understanding what God wants to talk, I feel to share the book of Luke 15, if you want to open your Bible. The book of Luke, you know, it's like Jesus is talking about the parables, yeah? So from missing things, from missing sheep, to a missing coin, and finally to a missing son. And this morning, I want us to read about the missing son, that I understand that's not just about the lost son. It's not just about the lost son, but it's also about lost joy. So verse 11 said, and now you know, we know that it's not just one son in this story. There are two sons, and we're going to read about it. There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, "Father, give my share of the estate." So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there he squandered his wealth in a wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that holy country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed the pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. So that's a picture that a young man, the younger son, that he was living in his father's house, where he had everything, but he went to find something out of his father's house. He believed in a lie that so many of us also believe, that joy is there somewhere, but joy is here, right now, in the Father's house. So joy isn't out there somewhere. Joy is here right now in the Father's house. Joy isn't easy in your next job. It isn't in your next holidays, in the house that you can buy, in your pay raise, in your next relationship. Joy is not something that you can afford, in the restaurant that you can go. Anything. I don't know where you are putting your joy. But joy isn't there. Isn't out there. Joy in the presence of the Lord. And we believe in this lie. We put our joy out there somewhere. And if you put our joy there, out there somewhere, our life will be like a emotional roller coaster. You know, do you know that madness is not a fruit of the Spirit? It's not. Just in case, because we are soon, we are up and are all the way back down. Then we are up and all the way back down. We're up and all the way back down because we are putting our joy out there somewhere, not in the presence of the Lord. Like our kids sometimes, that they wanted a toy and they have a toy. Then a month later, the toy is there in the box of toys, and they forgot that they wanted it. So sometimes we are like children. Verse 17 says, when he came to his sons, and here it's read because it's my prayer this morning. It's my prayer this morning. I pray for you to come to your sense. We need to come to our sense. We need to come to our sense and realize that our joy is not out there somewhere. We need to come back to the Father's house, like the Son came, and when he came to his sense, he come back to his Father's house. How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare, and here I am, starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worth to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him. The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worth to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let's have a fast and celebrate. For the son of mine was dead and he is alive again. He was lost and he is found. So they began to celebrate. And today we need the revelation to come back, to be back to our sense. And to realize that joy is not out there somewhere, but it's in the presence of the Lord, where you can, by the help of the Holy Spirit, you can grow the joy inside you. And you can have strength. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And it was not one son in this story. It was another son, the older son, that he was faithful, always in his father's house. He was there serving, he was there, always there helping, working. And then he saw something. Whoa, they are celebrating something. What's happened there? He asked someone, what's happened? Then they answered, oh, your brother, come back. So your father asked for us to make a party, to celebrate. We are celebrating. And suddenly, he was not looking for joy out there somewhere, but suddenly, he was joyless. He was angry. He was angry. He said, verse 28, the older brother became angry and refused to go. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when the son of yours, do you see how the language changes when we are angry? Because this son of yours was his brother, and he was angry. He was joyless. So when this son of yours, it's here. When this son of yours come, who was squandered your property with prostitutes comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him. And then the father said, my son, you're always with me, and everything I have is yours. The older brother was always in his father's house, but he was not enjoying. He was not celebrating. And some of us can be like the younger son or the older brother. Because maybe you are not looking for joy in the wrong places. But you are here in the Father's house and forgetting that everything is also yours. That you can have and you can celebrate it. The point two, it's joy is to be released, not reserved. God wants us to celebrate, to enjoy what He has. It's not something that we need to reserve. We need to make sound of the joy of the Lord. It's not something, like I was saying to JP, I know some people that they have some beautiful things in their home to make a beautiful table, but it's always there in a place, never put in a table. But this thing is to celebrate. It's not to be there like you need just to clean because you're not using or even not cleaning. We need to celebrate. We need to enjoy. Joy should be released, not reserved. At the end of Luke 15, the father said to his son, "But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." We need to remember that we are also lost. And now we are found. And we have the salvation. And we have the fruits of the Spirit that can grow inside of us and help us. We need to remember. It's time to have your joy back. It's time to have your strength back. I don't know what this week will bring for you. But no matter what will bring, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And we can have this joy. I want to pray that's what God put in my heart. And I want to pray for you that sometimes are feeling that you can be like the younger son or the older son, that you need your strength back, your joy back. We want to pray for you to grow this fruit of joy inside your heart and to realize that everything you already have, you already have. JP, do you want to finish with a prayer?
More than finish with a prayer, I want us to seek the Lord together. I think this is a message that God brought to my wife's heart, not a week ago, but it's something she's been digesting for months. God has been preparing this message, and I have the privilege to be able to see the whole week, her preparing, meditating, and it is the result of grapes being pressed. This is what God does to us. Wine is produced by grapes being pressed. Olive oil is produced by olive being pressed. Bread is produced by the wheat being pressed. And what Paul is bringing this morning to you is oil of someone who was pressed. And there is life when this happens. And I've been understanding that the opposite of joy is not sadness. But the opposite of joy is bitterness. Because sadness is something the Bible says that we will live, will feel, and including sometimes we need to exchange our joy for sorrow, for sadness. But the opposite of joy, therefore, what competes with joy is not sadness, but it's bitterness. And bitterness is something that grows. In Hebrews chapter 12 says, cast away the roots of bitterness because it grows and it defiles many. So it's a plant. And I think a lot of our gardens are being maintained with this bitterness. It's this root that, my friend, once it grows, it destroys people. So we want to pray together. We want to pray with you, and we want to release over your life, in the name of Jesus, the joy of the Lord. And it is something that tonight, this morning, you're going to have to say, God, do you know when you pull like by the roots? A lot of people here this morning, we feel and we sense, and we've been praying, we've been fasting, we have been putting songs of worship in our house this week. We've been declaring this because we believe that this morning, God, His hand will search our heart and will find all this bitterness, these roots of bitterness that has been cultivated for so long, that you've been watering for so long, and He wants to pull it by His own hands and remove from your life. This is powerful, my friend. This is powerful. And it's something that the Holy Spirit does. So we just want right now to give you 2 minutes and we're going to pray. And we just ask Holy Spirit of God, search my brothers and sisters, search our hearts. As we stay in silence for a few minutes, we just ask in the name of Jesus, please, before the word comes to our mouth, you already know. So help us to see right now, Holy Spirit, what you want to talk to us. I believe the Holy Spirit is saying that some people here this morning, they are really exhausted. Because you have been taught a level of perfection in a way that only by reaching this level of perfection you can please someone and please your parents and please society. And you've been exhausted because you've been trying to maintain this level of perfection all the time, all the time, all the time. Because you're taught that this is how you do. This is how you do. This is how you do. But God is saying, I loved you before you did anything. I loved you when you were my enemy. So much more now, I love you because you are my child. Everything I have is yours, says the Lord. Everything I have is yours, says the Lord. Before Paula pray, I just want to pray in the name of Jesus, Father, with your gentle Holy Spirit, search right now all the bitter roots in our hearts. We need you to remove it. We need to remove it. And it's something that we can't do by ourselves. Father, help us to speak up, to say the things that weren't wrong. I pray right now, Father, for every woman and every man that were abused when they were children. I believe some people here in this place where you were touched when you were a child and you shouldn't. And God is saying, I will remove this bitterness, this something that just can't go. And God is visiting right now your memories. God is visiting right now the memories of the past and saying, it's gone. It's finished in the name of Jesus. Woman that are completely unhappy in your marriage, I want to pray in the name of Jesus a new season in your marriage, in the name of Jesus. You will be known as the person who started crying, but joy comes in the morning, says the Lord. Joy comes in the morning, and it's a new season to release joy and strength over your life, in the name of Jesus.
Dear Lord, thank you so much, because everything is yours, it's also ours. Help us to understand and to live the life that you have for us. Bring the joy in our heart that it can grow and grow and grow, that we can live our life with your strength. So I ask you for our hearts, for this morning, for this week, for all the families here, for people to go home and find joy, even if they can't see. And they can remember that we need to rejoice. And once again, we rejoice. And your joy will come in the morning. All your joy is complete, and we can have it. In Jesus' name, that our hearts can be full, complete, walking together with the Holy Spirit. Our heart can be full of your joy. In Jesus' name, amen.